Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are a ministry without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Apostle Yvonne Rao is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, you can email Apostle Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rao, and you can inbox her there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry for a monthly offering. If you would like to be a partner, contact Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I just gave you earlier. There are several ministries with you in mind. First, on Sunday, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the Hour of Power is Corner Prophetess Martha from Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Minister Lane is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit, which is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. For an offering of $25 or more, Moment in the Spirit is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson. Amen. She does a good job with that. We want to encourage you to start receiving the Moment in the Spirit. If you would like to receive that, if you can contact Apostle Ryle, and she will get you connected. Amen. Hallelujah. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle from 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministry. Amen. So you want to get connected to Wild Radio on Saturday. Amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry and the Wild Team. Amen. God is going to do some great things with the Wild Team. Amen. If you have prayer, if you have a prayer request, please leave your prayer request on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. God, we just give you glory and honor. We magnify your holy name, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. We thank you, Father, oh God, that you allowed us to get up this morning, oh God. We just give you praise, oh God, for we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you for this beautiful day that you've made, oh God. We just give you honor and glory for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, as we come praying, Father, we come as humble as we know how before your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We don't come as an outside show to the world, but we come, oh Father God, oh, hallelujah, to praise you and worship your name, oh Father, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. We worship your name, oh Father, for thou art worthy of all of our praises, oh God. We praise you, oh Lord. We praise you for your mercy endures forevermore, oh God. We just give you praise for your mercy and your grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just say thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you oh God, for all things. We thank you for making a way out of no way for us, oh Father, when it seems no way, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for life in itself, oh God. We thank you that Jesus died upon the cross that we might live through him, oh God. We just give you praise, God. We just thank you, God, that you're able to do all things. There's nothing too impossible for you, oh God. And we just said thank you, oh God. We just thank you for making a way for your people, oh God, all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what they need, oh Father, and we just said thank you for it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for a new day, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for the deliverance. We thank you, Father, for healing. We thank you, Father, for setting somebody's mind free right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, God. We know that you are a deliverer, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise for your deliverance of your people, oh God. Our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you even now, God, for saving a soul right now, God. In the name of Jesus, bring somebody's son home. Bring somebody's daughter home. Bring them, oh God. Bring them, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring them out of crack houses. Bring them out of prostitution. Bring them and take that taste of liquor and alcohol and drugs out of their mouth, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bring every prodigal son home and every prodigal daughter home, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just say thank you for the soul, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Our God, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for those that are behind prison bars. We pray for the orphanage, oh God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father, right where they are, God. Comfort them now, Father, in their spirits, oh God. Comfort them now, Lord, and let them know that you love them, God, that everything is going to be all right. Oh, God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you for it. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, and we lift your name up on high, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for your leaders all over the world, Father. We pray a divine protection over them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, God, protect your children all through the land, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just say thank you. We just thank you right now, God, for making a way, Father God, for all those that have a need, oh God. Oh, God, if they just read your word, oh, God, if they will only believe and have faith, oh, God. Oh, God, we just said thank you for it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for providing for them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what you need, God is able to supply. I don't know who you are, glory be to God, and I don't know what your need is, glory be to God, but I know that God is able to supply everything that you need. All you need to do is believe and have faith in him to provide. He is a provider. That's why he said in the word that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. Oh, my God, my God. We give you praise right now, Father God, for meeting the need of this family right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for supernaturally supplying that need, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All these things we pray in the mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. He is worthy of all of our praise. Oh, what a mighty God that he serves. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to help me praise the name of the Lord because he's worthy of all of our praise. I don't know about you, but I just know that God is good. He's been good to me. Glory be to God. And I know that he has not just been good unto me. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Y'all know my sound. I'm in the sound of my voice, glory be to God. He's been good to you. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to give him praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody praise his holy name, for he is worthy. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word of God will be coming from Matthew today. Amen. Glory be to God. Matthew 14. Glory be to God. Matthew 14, and the word of God reads, I'm going to begin reading at verse number 28. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, and when he was afraid and began to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Amen. And we're going to stop right there. Glory be to God. But I want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Today's message is going to be titled today, The Power of Faith. Glory be to God. We're just going to go a little bit different with it today, amen. But we want to talk a little bit today about the power of faith and how the faith, your faith in God can manifest miracles in your life. Glory be to God. But you must have faith. Glory be to God. The scripture said unto us that Peter, glory be to God, had said unto Jesus, he said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto the water. Hallelujah to Jesus. This in itself is about to be a miracle in the faith of Peter. Glory be to God. Because faith says unto us, glory be to God, that we have to believe in the things that are unseen. Glory be to God. Not in the things that we see, but in the things that we don't see. It's okay to believe, but we must have faith. And hallelujah, we must have strong faith, glory be to God, to be and do what Peter did. Glory be to God. See, the Bible says that Peter walked on water. Glory be to God. He walked on water, hallelujah, and it was in his faith. Everything that dealing with the Lord has to do with your faith. Glory be to God. You have to have faith to be saved, salvation. Glory be to God. You have to have faith to receive miracles. You got to have faith in the Father. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto Peter, he said, hallelujah. He said, come. Now, this was not at a time where the weather was good. It was at a time where everything in the weather was boisterous, and the wind was boisterous, and it was thundering, and it was lightning. It was no peace in the sea. Glory be to God. As the wind and the rain, as the water under the ship was roaring and blowing and tossing the ship to and fro. Yes, Lord. I hear you. It was in Peter's faith. The moment that Peter, the moment that Peter lifted his leg over the side of the boat, it showed the power of the faith that he had in Jesus. He had that faith that said, if Jesus said that I can walk, if Jesus bid me to come, even in this storm that I'm facing, even through the wind and the rain, if God is saying it up to me, I can do it. Glory be to God. And Peter had that force him to step out in faith in the midst of a storm. Glory be to God. And I walk on water. No man has ever walked on water besides Jesus. Jesus and Peter walked on water. Oh, my God, my God. There was the power of his faith to believe that whatever Jesus has spoken, glory be to God, it shall come to pass. But it comes to pass in our faith because the word of God tells us, glory be to God, without faith it's impossible to please God. We have to have faith to please him. Glory be to God. There's power in your faith. That's why the devil wants to steal your faith, because he knows that there's power in your faith. He knows that if you ever believe enough, glory be to God, if you ever get that faith enough in God, glory be to God, no matter what's going on around you, you still got faith. Glory be to God. So you got to have faith. You got to trust, and you got to believe. Glory be to God. You just can't believe and not have faith. The Bible says that we all have faith a mustard seed of faith. That's a very small seed of faith. But here Peter had, I would say, strong faith in Jesus to walk out on water. Glory be to God. Was the water storming? Oh, hallelujah. He was in that spirit realm, and all he could see was Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And if he had just kept his eyes on it, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We know that it had to deal with faith because Jesus said in the word of God, hallelujah, we know that it was faith. Glory be to God. He said, oh, that a little faith. That means that Peter had some faith. You had faith when you were coming to me, but you allowed others. Glory be to God. You allowed the situation. You allowed the storm, the raising of a storm, cause you to lose focus. See, we can't lose focus. Glory be to God. We have to continue to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. You got to have faith. Glory be to God. My God, my God. You have to have faith to walk with Jesus. You got to have faith. Hallelujah. Everything in the Word of God says that it was by faith, it was through faith. Glory be to God. It was by faith that it was delivered. It was by faith that the miracle came. Glory be to God. It was through their faith in God. It was through their faith. Glory be to God. You have to have faith. Oh, hallelujah. And that was the power of faith. That let us know that it's in our faith that miracles can come forth in our life. It's in our faith. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. You got to have faith in God. The Bible says have faith in God. If we have faith in God, we can move mountains. Glory be to God, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Jesus told you to do something. You got to have faith enough to do it. Glory be to God. And you can have faith in your own self, but you got to have faith in him. Oh, my God. You can have faith in me. Hallelujah. Don't have faith and confidence in others and in the world, but have faith in me. Glory be to God. He would have told Peter to come if he couldn't walk on water. He wouldn't have told him to come, but he said, come. He said, come. And Peter, for that moment, he walked on water. That was the power of faith. It's the power in your faith. That's why people don't want you to have faith. They don't want you to have no power. The devil don't want you to have no power. He don't want you to have that power because that power is in your faith. Glory be to God. You can't stand against your enemy if you ain't got no faith. If you don't have no faith in God to deliver you, glory be to God, you got to have faith. You got to have faith. That faith will bring forth that deliverance, that healing. It will bring forth everything that you need. God can do supernatural things in your faith. Hallelujah. He says, if you can't believe me, hallelujah, if you don't have faith in me, because I move by faith, glory be to God. Peter moved because Jesus said to come. Jesus is calling some of you to come, but you won't move because you're worried about what everybody else is saying. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. But you got to have your own faith. Glory be to God. You got to have your own faith that if Jesus said to come, if Jesus has chosen me, if Jesus has called me, I got to go. And I got to go to Jesus in faith. Glory be to God, my God, my God. I got to go. I got to look unto him. If he told me to do it, if he chose me to do it, glory be to God, a way is already made. I just got to have faith in him to do it, not in myself. But I got to have it in him. The power of faith says it don't matter what it looks like, I know my God is able. Hallelujah. I don't care what's coming against me, I know my God is able. I don't care what I don't have, I know my God is able to supply. Glory be to God, my God, my God. And I love giving this testimony. I'm going to give this testimony right quick. And hallelujah, because it shows the power of faith and how God can do miracles. Hallelujah. When I needed a roof on this house, and some of you have heard this testimony before, glory be to God, but it's a powerful testimony. testimony of God working through faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I needed a roof on the house. All I could do was pray about it. Didn't have no money in the bank. Glory be to God. And I talked to Apostle and I talked to Pastor. Amen. And we came together on the phone and they prayed. Glory be to God. And that prayer went on up to heaven. He said, prayer of a righteous man reveals much. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to hear me now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they prayed. And soon after that, the roof, I'm trying to cut it short, hallelujah, the roof was put on the house. And they had prayed. I want you to know that because of their faith and my faith in God, hallelujah, God did not let it rain. It did not rain. It rained all around my area. That's the power of faith. That tells you that God is able to do all things if we have faith. Hallelujah. And it did not rain. And I remember Apostle calling and she said, is it raining down there? Because it's raining somewhere. And it rained all the while. I said, well, it's raining. I said, but it's not raining here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. It had not rained here. It did not rain. For 90 days. Good God. Glory be to God. It didn't rain for 90 days. And as soon as they got through with the roof on this house, glory be to God, the rain came. Good God Almighty. See, that's the power of faith. They have faith, and they believe. I have faith, and I believe. And God showed his power. He held the back to rain for 90 days. Good God Almighty. He's able to do it. Oh, God. I get so excited about it. I was telling somebody that testimony the other day, and they kind of stopped in their track. I don't know if they just really didn't believe. But I'm telling you, glory be to God. And they finally said, well, you know, I believe it. But I don't really believe that they believe it. But it is a truth. Ah, hallelujah. Every testimony that I give is a truth. Glory be to God. I'm not playing with your emotions and feelings. Glory be to God. That's the truth. Hallelujah. They prayed. Glory be to God. And God answered the prayer. And it was because of our faith. There's power in faith. If you got the faith enough to know that God is able to do it, hallelujah, whatever he has told you to do, whatever he's asked you to do, it's in faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That prayer that they prayed, that apostle and pastor prayed, glory be to God, it rebelled much. I got a new roof on my house. I didn't have no money in the bank. It didn't rain in my house and could have ruined everything in my house, but it didn't. Glory be to God. That was the power of faith operating. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to hear me now. Glory be to God. My God, my God. I can give you some more testimony to tell you, Lord, that the Lord is God. Glory be to God. And that he's able to supply. Hallelujah. But it's in your faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can't doubt. What did Jesus say? He asked Peter, when did you doubt? Why are you doubting, God? Why are you doubting? Glory be to God. Why are you doubting him? He has not failed you yet. He has given you the desires of your heart. Glory be to God. But it's time for you to step out on faith and do what God has called you to do. Glory be to God. He has chosen you. He has said, come, and you have not come. Glory be to God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's called you. He done told you to come, and you have doubted. Oh, my God. My God. It's time for you to do what God has called you to do. Glory be to God. You got to have faith. He's not going to tell you to do something that he has not already made a way. Glory be to God. He has already made a way. Glory be to God. You know, our faith is tested. Glory be to God. He just want to see, do you really have faith in him? Do you have enough faith to step out and do what he called you to do? No matter what nobody says, no matter if they say you're not called or chosen, he ain't called you. He ain't told you to do that. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Don't listen to all those voices. Glory be to God. My God. Come and do what God has called and chosen you to do. Hallelujah. My God. My God. You can't keep putting it off. Glory be to God. My God. In God. Have faith in him. Hallelujah. That's so powerful that you can be like Peter walking in the fact. spirit on water. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Can you imagine Peter walking on water in the midst of a storm? And we ain't talking about no little storm. We talking about a storm that was raging. Glory be to God. That had so much fear in the other one. Glory be to God. That they was hollering and everything. Glory be to God, my God. And sometimes we get like that in life. Glory be to God. Because storms of life are raging. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Storm just simply means that I'm going through. It means that I'm going through a situation. I may not have no money in the bank, or I may not have any gas in my car. It's like I needed a roof in my house, but I didn't have the money to fix the roof. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I can have problems in my home. I can have problems in my marriage for the person that don't understand what a storm is. Glory be to God. That's what the Bible talks about when the storms of life are raging. Glory be to God. When you don't have enough food in your cabin, that's a storm. Glory be to God. When people are lying and talking about you, backbiting you, that's a storm. Glory be to God. When the enemy is fighting you, glory be to God, that's a storm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. But if we will come to Jesus, if we come to him in faith, if we come in him believing, if we come in him to him trusting in him for, to make a way out of no way, glory be to God, he will do what he said he can do. He's able to do it. Glory be to God. But we must believe and have faith in him. Glory be to God. That's the power of faith. Hallelujah. The power of faith says no matter what it looks like, keep going to Jesus. I'm going to still keep doing what God has called and chosen me to do. I got faith to believe. I know I'm not going to fall. Glory be to God, because I got Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. You know, Peter had faith, and his faith was in Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your faith be in Jesus. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Move on your faith. Glory be to God. Faith means I got to do something. I got to do something. Glory be to God. I got to move. If God told me to go do this, I can do it because he'll give me the faith to do it. Hallelujah. But I got to move. Glory be to God. If I ask him where you got to move, glory be to God. We got to have strong faith as Peter had. Glory be to God. To step out of that boat in the midst of a storm and to walk towards Jesus and to go to Jesus on the water. Glory be to God. We don't want to get to the point where we lose our faith. We got to keep standing in faith. We got to keep believing in God, because the miracles come through our faith. That's power in faith. The scripture just said unto us that Peter walked on water. Peter was a man, just a normal person, just like you and I. But he had so much faith that that moment, glory be to God, that he walked on water. And it was because of his faith in Jesus. Jesus said, come, and he came. Glory be to God. He came walking on the water in faith. Glory be to God. And even though that he failed, Jesus saved him. But if he hadn't kept his eyes on Jesus and kept that same faith when he got out of that boat and didn't look back and didn't turn around, he would have went straight to Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. I want to encourage you today, hallelujah, to step out on faith. Glory be to God. Keep the faith in the Father. Glory be to God, because he's able to do all that he says he can do. Amen. I want to encourage you, no matter what's going on in your life, glory be to God, just keep the faith, because there's power in your faith. Glory be to God. We got to get out of here. We are running out of time. If you don't know the Lord, hallelujah, my God, my God, if you will say this simple prayer with me and ask the Lord, hallelujah, this day to save you. Say, Lord, save me. That's the prayer for the day. Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, we believe that you are saved. Welcome to the body of Christ. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible. Begin to develop your relationship with Christ. Amen. And you can leave me, inbox me at Facebook, Elaine Jackson. If you're giving your life to Christ today, amen, we got to get out of here. I am going to go ahead and do the benediction now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with the same joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory. majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. You have a blessed week this week in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.